Hey, this is Stephen Jackson, one of the Curious City producers. Today we're back with another episode of Life Interrupted, personal dispatches from everyday folks living through COVID-19. Think of them as little sonic lifelines during this strange, strange time. In this second installment, we meet Susie and Bob Pashir, proud parents of an ICU nurse on the front line of the pandemic.
At an early age, we recognized something special in Haley.
She has a big heart. She's very determined.
And she decided she wanted to go ahead and pursue nursing and give that a go.
She started in the Level 1 Trauma Center where, you know, she would meet the helicopters coming in from accidents.
She seemed to be happier with sicker people, if I can say that.
She really likes those challenges.
Just to give you a little insight into maybe her personality, I talked to a really good friend of ours who's known Haley her entire life. She said, "How's Haley doing?" And I said, "Well, I said most of her patients now are COVID patients." And she said, "I knew she'd be in the thick of it. I knew she'd be in the thick of it." I was kind of thinking, this must be the way parents feel when their children sign up for the armed forces. I mean, I know that it's not the same, but she wanted to go where she was needed. What I worry about most with her is the psychological impact of it. She said every day in treating these patients, it's like Russian roulette. The nurses can't even touch their skin without patients being draped and gowned and masked. And she has talked about the fact that she has helped several of her patients before they go on the ventilator call their families to say goodbye. And she said, "Mom, I know they're talking to their families for the last time." You know, she's used to a 12-hour day, but I don't think her 12-hour days are like this day after day after day.
Once a week, we spend the entire day gathering groceries and cooking for her and trying to line up meals for her. I smoked a beef brisket for her and her fiancé the other day and made a batch of chili for them. And
you got to put in the seasoning kit.
You don't put any chili powder or anything like that
in
your chili?
Nope.
Just things that we can make in quantity, and they can eat some now, put it in the fridge, and have it a little later.
Ready to roll?
So we load it up, and we're in Naperville, and we drive it into the city. The first time we did it, she saw us, and we just set it inside the gate, and she would just wave to us out the window. But then after that, once she got a little more accustomed to what was going on and how to deal with the virus, she would come outside and stand 10, 15 feet away, and we would talk for a little bit.
How are you?
I had 3 vented COVID patients for 2 days in a row.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they getting any better?
One was extubated.
Oh, that's good. So he's doing better? So you want the rundown? Okay, Caesar salad.
Kale salad.
Fruit salad. Then there's...
I'm just really proud that she's there on the front lines.
Oh.
And chili.
Thank you.
I'm more proud of her now being a nurse than ever before. Bye.
Thank you.
So weird not to hug you.
Love you too.
Love you.
Bye, guys.
That was Susie and Bob Pashir for our series Life Interrupted. This story was produced by Linnea Dominic and Joe Deso, with some help from me, Stephen Jackson. And we want to hear from you, too. How has your life been interrupted? We're especially interested in hearing from people who've had a milestone birthday during the pandemic, or have one coming up sometime soon. Have you turned 16 or 60? Are you planning a quinceañera? If you have a story to tell, get in touch. Find us on Facebook and Twitter at WBEZ Curious City, or send us an email at lifeinterrupted@wbez.org.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
Sometimes you just need a quick overview of the news.
Meantime, it was chaos today at the Chicago City Council.
A Chicago cop with a controversial past is running for judge.
Other times, you're looking for a deeper understanding of what's going on in the city.
Wow, that's so... No one has asked me that question.
The Rundown podcast has all of that, and it's Chicago-based, so you know what's up in your neighborhood and across town. Listen to The Rundown wherever you get your podcasts or at wbez.org/rundown.